Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody, to this wonderful Wednesday Hump Day episode. I just got informed that today is, in fact, Wednesday.
It is.
Right before the show went on, so I'm a little bit jarred.
Oh, yeah. It looked like you almost hit a wall. Tomorrow's Thursday, Brian.
I hit a mental wall when I found out that tomorrow was Thursday. And it's cool because normally in jobs, I'm like, yeah, it's Thursday. I'm so close to the weekend when I can do nothing. But really, I like this job. And also, there's a lot of things to be done. And so when I found out it was Thursday, it was, oh,
we got a lot of work to be done still before the weekend.
Oh, we got a long way to go and a short time to get there, especially with today. We got like 18,000 headlines, and I'm not underestimating it or overestimating it all.
No, I like to use the analogy of sometimes paying attention to the news in Wisconsin is like trying to stick your face in front of a fire hose that is sending water out. And today is a great example of it.
Have you watched UHF yet?
I have not.
Michael Richards, who plays Kramer, is he gets a show, and some kid found the lucky marble in the oatmeal.
Okay.
And his prize is he gets a drink from the fire hose. And this kid gets up on a riding pony type of thing and then gets a fire hose just blasted right in his face, and he flies like 10 feet.
That's what today feels like.
It is right now. Like we said, this is Dueling Tangents. I'm Brian. That's Luke.
Yeah.
We've already been on at least three. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Add your tangent. We are on WTTN 1580 AM and 92.7 FM. This is Devil Radio.
We are also broadcasting to our friends out on the leftist coast, over out in KGOE in Eureka, California. So thanks for listening, KGOE.
Hi, ho there, Eureka. All right, so we have a lot of things to get to.
Yeah.
So let's skim through them real quick because we're going to get up to them. We're going to revisit Shea Sortwell because there's more things.
There's more to talk about there. Breaking news from the Green Bay Press Gazette yesterday that State Representative Shea Sortwell was recommended to be for charges of felony charges for child abuse back in 2013. And so that's still a developing story. We're going to touch on that. We'll get into it. But yesterday was also election day, Brian. So we got some election results to cover from the Mequon-Thiensville school board recall election.
I have two words to say about that, and both of them are the same. So I'll tell you about that when we get there.
We'll share that then.
Here's something that was released today. The Wisconsin DHS, this is from the Department of Health Services, Wisconsin is to offer, and this happened maybe about an hour ago.
Within half an hour almost.
Yeah, Wisconsin to offer COVID-19 vaccinations to children ages 5 to 11. The Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine is deemed safe and effective for this age group. They are now eligible to receive Pfizer vaccines. The Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine requires two doses, 21 days apart for full protection, and is the first and only vaccine currently available for this age group. They do tell you about a lot of the effectiveness of it, which there's been a lot of studies as well.
I believe a smaller dose for the younger children, so I think that's one of the things. It's a slightly smaller Pfizer COVID-19.
I'm gonna read the last three paragraphs of this release.
Let's dive in.
Disease activity remains very high across Wisconsin. Children and youth under age 18 continue to represent the highest number of new confirmed cases compared to other age groups. COVID-19, particularly the Delta variant, can have a serious impact on your child's health. Infection with the Delta variant has resulted in nearly three times the number of children in the hospital in the U.S. since early summer. Since the beginning of the pandemic, more than 1,600 Wisconsinites under 20 years old have been hospitalized with COVID-19. Vaccination is a safe and critical tool in both combating further COVID-19 illness among children and stopping the spread in our communities. Parents and guardians of children ages 5 to 11 can schedule a vaccination using a variety of options, including with their health care provider, at community-based vaccination clinics, local and tribal health departments, or pharmacies. To locate a provider administering the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 to 11, visit vaccines.gov. 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 Parents and guardians can learn more by visiting the COVID-19 Resources for Parents and Guardians page or by calling 844-684-1064 toll-free. In addition to getting your child vaccinated, DHS urges Wisconsin families to take the steps necessary to protect themselves and other communities, mask up when in indoor public settings or outside where physical distancing is not possible. Stay home if you're feeling sick, get tested if you're experiencing any symptoms or have been exposed to someone who tested positive for COVID-19. So yeah, you can schedule your kid to get COVID vaccinations.
And that's pretty big news in the Kelly household, correct?
Yes. My daughter is very excited to possibly get her vaccine because her class was just she's at half class right now.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it seems like there might be quite a few families in Wisconsin that are actually anticipating this as well, because from the press release or one of the stories I saw, the state of Wisconsin and DHS is expecting to request 172,000 doses of this form of the Pfizer vaccine so that the children ages 5 to 11 can get vaccinated in Wisconsin.
Let's make them run out, guys. Let's make sure that we get all our kids vaccinated. Then we can stop this whole mask yelling at each other about masks and just get to the real problem of critical race theory, which is not taught in any schools. By the way, before you ask for it to be removed, why don't you explain what it is?
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get to that in just a little bit.
Yeah,
but
we can dive into that a little bit.
Speaking of vaccinations, it's available for everybody. It has been available and has been a part of a policy for a lot of people's workplaces.
Yep.
You know, there have been people that have staged walkouts or said, you know, there's a lot of Aurora healthcare nurses. I know a couple of them. They said they lost a couple of people due to the non-vaccination policy.
Right. Well, those are vaccine mandates too, though.
Yeah.
So there's some places that are doing vaccine mandates, but other places are encouraging vaccinations.
Yeah.
And then trying to go through protocol by not going quite as far as the step is mandating it, but saying, hey, you need to be vaccinated, and if you're not vaccinated, this is what you have to do.
And I know with the Cubs, because a lot of the Cubs were not vaccinated, the announcers could not travel with the team,
right.
but you know, a league that is a lot more strict than any other league, because they have come out very pro vaccination and want to make sure that most of their, if not all their players are vaccinated, is the National Football League.
Yeah, we're going to dive into the other, well, probably one of the biggest breaking news headlines here in the state of Wisconsin today.
Yeah, the world could be ending and everybody could get COVID instantly right now, but first the Packers.
Spoken from a true out-of-stater.
No, it's literally everywhere. Like if it's breaking news anywhere in a football town or Texas.
I would say I interrupted our conversation with me, you, Mike. We're talking earlier this morning, and an update came literally across my Apple Watch, and I was like, oh, okay, hang on, guys. This is huge. Breaking news, Aaron Rodgers is tested positive for COVID-19 and is unvaccinated.
Yeah. So he said he was immunized, though.
He said he was immunized, and
but I
so
think
that's
was,
why a lot of people
he was
in the
pretending
media,
he was answering a different question.
That's the biggest contention that I have is I believe the reporter's question was, "Are you vaccinated?" And his response was, "Yeah, I'm immunized." And so
that usually would leave someone to believe that they're vaccinated,
right?
But
so there wasn't a whole lot of follow up
for what,
right? So nobody really asked the follow up question of what immunization truly meant, I guess, because some backstory here. Apparently, Rodgers had lobbied the league to allow an alternative rehabilitation or an alternative treatment during this offseason. And so he had lobbied for this to qualify for him to be quote unquote considered vaccinated.
If it's the monoclonal treatment that Trump and all the other Republicans that got it magically got, except for, you know, the ones that died and they didn't care about, apparently. But anyway, if it's the monoclonal treatment, sure, but that's also less known about or tested than the vaccine, but it's good for them, though. It's fine.
I was going to say, I believe it's a very costly treatment, so I'm sure Aaron Rodgers had the funds to cover it.
But... Or the league could go and possibly cover that to cover their butts.
True.
But again, I wouldn't...
But again, that wasn't what the league... The league denied his request. He had lobbied for that to be counted, and so the league has deemed him unvaccinated in their eyes. But... He's been doing outward-facing media reports with reporters.
Without a mask.
Without a mask, not following the protocol.
Preseason, he was on the bench without a mask and that type of thing. He's been basically acting as if he were vaccinated.
Right.
And again, this conversation isn't about whether you should or shouldn't get vaccinated. We can have that conversation separately, and we've had that conversation 100,000 times.
You should get vaccinated.
You should definitely get vaccinated, but that's not... what this is about. This is about a workplace that has protocols and someone who completely lied to skirt those protocols and was given free rein. Now, two factors here. One, Jimmy Johnson was once asked, this player got cut because he fell asleep in a meeting.
Yep.
And the player asked Jimmy Johnson, well, what if Troy Aikman, you know, fell asleep in the meeting? He's like, I get him a pillow.
Yeah.
But you're not Troy Aikman, so you're cut. Get out of here. And so, one, you could do that with Aaron Rodgers, but... The league...
I have the feeling the league's policy is going to be more like, you know, let us grab him a pillow than any actual ramifications.
Because, again, he could be completely negative next week, and then everybody would not care.
Well, I think the bigger problem all of a sudden is going to become the fact that he was consistently breaking... We're 8 weeks... This is week 9 of the NFL season coming up this weekend. Yeah. Like, tomorrow night, Thursday night football, is the start of week 9. And so we're already about the halfway point through the NFL regular season, and I fear that there might be some ramifications coming down.
There might be league ramifications, because also don't forget he was manipulating the market in the offseason. The NFL doesn't like that, players being, you know, assertive and players having power. Also, he basically flouted the league rules, and you don't tarnish the shield, and they might find that he has tarnished the shield.
I'm just really upset. I'm a huge Packers fan. I know you aren't, Brian, but this sucks. But
no,
we're almost on the verge.
I'm a Packers household, at least.
We're on the verge of having a situation like Denver had last year, where there was not a single eligible quarterback that was eligible for a week of games due to COVID-19 protocols. And if Jordan Love tests positive for COVID-19, Blake Bortles is coming into town, apparently, signing to the practice squad. And I believe he's got to take a practice test before he could suit up officially on Sunday. So it's a good thing we signed Randall Cobb. We got that trade for him, because I believe he would be the next eligible quarterback for the Green Bay Packers this weekend against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Or... you could just worry about the players that maybe have COVID and hope.
No, yeah, I hope, you know, for all of them too. But the important thing is, as a team,
them or the fans,
the Packers have.
Has he done a Lambeau leap yet? Did he? Oh, the Bears still suck. That's great. But by the way, I bought a new car yesterday because my transmission dropped and all that stuff on the way in.
We'll be back.